Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Road TV. I am your host, Chris the Inhuman. Welcome to another podcast here on crispyontheweb.com, also podcast.com, and now Stitcher.com. These podcasts are now located on Stitcher. They're like Stitcher is like Stitcher Radio. We are now located on Stitcher. I have dropped officially. Mixcloud is no longer a thing for crispyontheweb.com's podcast. Those are no longer. So we're on Stitcher, podcast.com, and crispyontheweb.com. And coming up next on my list is to hopefully get onto iTunes for the podcast as well. So, welcome to the podcast. This is episode number 11. I can't believe it's already 11 episodes. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about it. To be sitting here in the studio looking at my screen and saying, wow, 11 episodes already. It's going to go fast. Each episode's going to go so fast. We're going to have such a humongous number by the end of this. Alright, let's get right into it. Let's talk some Survivor. Millennials versus Gen X. Obviously, they did a recap from last week. They did a recap. So, obviously, Zeke said goodbye to CeCe. He said that it's the people you, he says, sometimes it's hard to trust people that, it's hard to trust people that trust you. Hannah said that really hungry, she was hungry, and most of them were really pretty well hungry, at this point, especially that Ikabula tribe, because, it's not like a new tribe, can't find food, it's hard sometimes. Jay wanted to find coconuts. Jane Will or looking for an idol. So there we go. We're going back right into the whole idol thing. I know idols are going to be, I think, are a huge factor this season on Survivor. Millennials versus Gen X. I think it is. It's a big factor there. Of course, they found a green symbol on the coconut. Remember it. In the previous time, they found they found a coconut that had a symbol on it. That was actually one of theirs. That was the symbol for their camp, their tribe, obviously. And that really tells you, yeah, okay. That's got to be our tribe colors, so. They found it, and they found the freaking idol. They wanted to keep it a secret. They really wanted to keep it a secret. They just, didn't want to tell anybody that they had the idol. Of course, Michaela caught them with it, obviously. So their secret is kind of out. At the moment, their secret is out. So, that's not good. That is definitely not really good. Not a good thing to happen, pretty much. But, however, Michaela wasn't going to tell anyone. But if something goes wrong, she's snitching, pretty much. She'll snitch. She'll say, okay, you know what? These guys have an idol. We got to get them out. So she told them. She'll snitch if she has to. But right now she's not. So that is good. She's going to keep quiet about it. So going right to the reward. Jeff said that that Vicky was clapping. She was happy that Michelle is still there, obviously. Of course, Figgy said she loves Michelle. And then that's the first time that's ever happened. So the tribe members will be blindfolded. Obviously, blindfolded. And the tribe member must grab the puzzle piece and bring it to the board. More person to assemble the board wins reward, obviously. The reward, what is, for the first person, is apple pie, milk, and iced tea. And also brownies as well. I did not include that into my notes. I forgot about that. And the second try is chocolate chip cookies. And that's it. Not as much, but hey, it's a reward. The collie just sat out. Nicabula, Hannah, Brett and Hannah sat out. Of course, Sunday fell over. Zeke got it up. Takali got a big lead. So, I think Takali is... I think Takali is definitely going to be dominating right now. I think Takali will be probably pretty well dominating the challenges from now here on out when they... Because eventually, don't forget, when one tribe's down to whatever number of people, it's gonna, like, when that happens, one tribe's gonna be dissolved, obviously. That's what happened in Survivor All-Stars many, 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 many years ago, obviously. So, of course, they'll be down to two tribes, but then there always will be that one, you know, dominating tribe. But, or they might do another switch. I don't know. I cannot really predict what's going to happen on Survivor. Millennials versus Gen X right now. I have no clue at this moment. But, Takali's doing well, obviously. And of course, Sunday got the first set of puzzle pieces. And then, Taylor got the second set. Chris got a set. Kayla got the first piece for Ikabula. Chris got a pair for Nicabula. And then, I don't think it's Nicabula. Is it Vanilla? Vanilla, I think it is. And then, of course, David got completely lost. That is probably what you really do expect. Is David being David, obviously. And then Ken and Taylor got started on the puzzle. And then, they had to do a puzzle blindsided. That's the one part I did not, that Jeff did not even mention during... when he was explaining how the challenge is going to work, he never said you're blindfolded. I pretty much think he... I think so. I think he is... He never said that. So, that kind of threw me off there. So, they were kind of blindsided. They were blindfolded. So, that makes it, you know, that makes the challenge very, 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 you know, interesting in a way. You know, it does make things interesting if you do that, guys. Like, if you do it like that, makes everything interesting. And, makes everything very, very, very interesting that way. Doing that. So, you know, I think that's smart. That's kind of neat how they did that. So, I'm trying to look here on my notes here. Where was I? I'm lost now. So, Michaela got a puzzle piece again. Willis started working on the puzzle. Zeke was working on got a puzzle piece. Hannah felt like, so Hannah felt faint. And wasn't, even though she was in part of the challenge, she was kind of feeling faint, so I guess the heat was kind of affecting her. Jeff told her to go to her in the shade, where it was shadier, and then Jeff told her to go, so, and going back to the challenge, Figgy tried to figure out, the puzzle, trying to figure out how do we do this? How do we put the puzzle together, pretty much. And Nick Capola won reward. And of course, Hannah could not feel her hand. And of course, Ikebula won the second reward. So, it's pretty awesome. Hannah could not feel her hand. And, the medical came in, obviously. So, they kind of checked her out. They kind of make sure, okay. See, they kind of checked her out, make sure everything was okay. Nothing too major. It was just, obviously, I think it was just a panic attack that she had. They told her to breathe and she started feeling better, obviously. But, I don't think it's Nick Capola. I don't think it's Nick Capola. There is no Nick Capola. I don't think so. I gotta look it up. Vanua got apple pie, brownies, and iced milk and iced tea. Meanwhile, Ikebula got what was it? Cookies. So, and of course, Hannah felt frustrated, especially that she was the caller, obviously. Not Hannah. Figgy was frustrated because she was a caller, obviously. And then, of course, Benua, David said that would not treat challenges. David said that they probably would have won the challenge if Cece wasn't there. So, obviously, yeah. Like, they would, they probably would win. Right, because I'm thinking, okay, why do you guys still have Cece there? Because, obviously, she's not helping you guys out. That is my thought. Is she's not very good at challenges. What? She's not good at challenges? Get her out of the game. Kick her out. Or vote her out. If she's not doing her part in challenges, vote her out. And they've been delaying. Gen X has been delaying getting rid of CC for the last few weeks. And it's true. They have been delaying getting rid of CC for the last few weeks. I said in the last podcast. I've been saying it for the last few weeks on the podcast here. Get out CC. That will help things out. Now, if they got CC out about a couple of weeks ago, they could probably, Gen X probably would have started winning some challenges too. I think it would have happened, but it didn't. they were going after big threats. They're going after Paul. They're going after all these big threats and all that. So, I don't know. The dynamic for that is, it's something else, that's for sure. I still think they should have got her out weeks ago, but they didn't, obviously. So, Figgy announced that she loves Michelle. They're talking about that, kind of. Of course, Benoit was joking about that, what Figgy said. Zeke gave the finger when saying hi to... saying hi on the, he was saying hi on something, he kind of flipped the bird at the screen. It was kind of funny. And Zeke's talking about not getting rid of Michelle would be, like, if they got out Michelle, wouldn't be a bad thing. They might just keep her. You know, this might be a good point where maybe keeping her is just the best idea at this point. Maybe just getting out Cece or someone else. Of course, also getting on the millennial side. They're talking about getting on the millennial side, obviously. So, kind of shifting from Gen Xers working together and millennials working together to Gen Xers working with the millennials. So, they're talking about that as well. Ikebula, Hannah was talking about her panic attack, obviously. She was worried she would be here a week. Taylor gave Figs a kiss on the cheek, obviously. Taylor said that everyone knows, but Ken and Jess. Taylor said I should tell Jess and Ken. Of course, she was started the practice on Figs. Figs went to tell Jess and Ken. Jess said that she knew about the two of them being together, obviously. So they knew already. They already knew what was going on. And Ken said it was like Ken already knew that they were together also. So it was like, okay, this is no secret. Pretty much it was no secret. I think everybody knew what was going on over on between those two, pretty much. I think they knew already. So, immunity challenge. The tribes must walk across a... they have to walk across a balance beam, collect bags of coconuts, and then empty the box. And the members must put it through, like, a maze into three holes. There are three balls. The first try to get three balls win immunity. So Nicole was Adam, and Ikebula was Will and Sunday that sat out of the challenge, obviously, of the uneven numbers. And then Jay was getting his first and second. Dave is first. Jay got his third bag. Jay brought all three bags at once. So that's a good strategy. But again, you need probably good upper arm strength to do three at a time. You probably need three at a time to do it. And then, of course, David was dragging two bags. I think David was just kind of struggling once again trying to get the bags there. But, dragging is good too, but it does take up a little bit more time. And of course, Chris was in for Vanilla. Vanilla also. No, is it Vanilla or is it Ikebula? Okay, I'm confused here. I'm confused by these tribe names now. Vanilla, Dakali. Okay, so there's Vanilla, Dakali, Ikebula. So it's Vanilla. Vanilla. Not Ikebula. What the heck? And then Dakali was in a big lead. Chris had to try to catch up, obviously. Vicky and Jessica were looking for three balls. Michaela and Hannah were looking for the balls as well. And of course, Jessica and Figgy got their first ball. Michaela argued with Hannah, barking orders. That was actually funny as well. And then Hannah and Michaela got their first. Then they got their second. And then Figgy and Jessica got one, obviously. And then of course, Michaela's still barking orders. Yeah, Michaela's kind of the bossy side. Jess said Michaela and Hannah may never want to ever do a road trip together. Very true. Very true. And I was saying on Twitter last week that I loved what Jeff said. That was awesome. I love his color comedy. His comedic comedy. And I really like his comedic comedy sometimes, or the funny things he says. They're funny to listen to. And of course, Hannah Michaela got the third ball and got immunity for Ikabula. And then Michaela helping Zeke, obviously. Jessica and Figgy were down to their final ball. And then of course, Zeke and Michelle tied it up. And then Nua got the second immunity. And so that means, I think Ikabula goes to, oh, sorry, not Ikabula, the collie would go to Tribal Council. Talking about Michaela's encouragement, obviously Michaela said if you can't be with, Michaela said, if you can't win, someone has to go, obviously. And it's true. It's very, very true. So at camp, Adam was working on, I'm so confused sometimes. Adam said he is playing a double agent. He could play either way. So he can play on either alliance, pretty much. That's what he's trying to say, is he will play either side of the alliance, obviously. Figgy and Adam were talking about voting out Ken. Adam said that Ken could be double-crossing him. So, yeah, you got to be careful who you trust, pretty much. Figgy asked if you can trust him, though. He's like, not sure. Adam and Jessica were talking about working with her. And, she has Ken, obviously. And then she asked where his heart is at, obviously. And then, she spoke to Ken about the plan. Ken talked about Adam, to getting out Figgy, one of the conniving kids. Yeah, they're calling them a conniving kid, apparently. And then Adam wasn't sure if to get out to the power couple. I would. You know, no, in my opinion, I would get out the power couple. I would actually get out the power couple and fast. I would. That would be my plan. I would get out the power couple pretty quick. Tribal. Figgy said, not all as well for the millennials. Adam voting for her at the first tribal council, obviously. Jeff said he is ordained minister. He can marry Taylor Figgy. That was hilarious, too. I forgot he was an ordained minister as well. I forgot about that little piece of information that Jeff is an ordained minister now. I keep forgetting about that. And Figgy's like, let's go, let's do it. Taylor said, are you serious? Figgy said that Adam is, Ken and Adam are voting together. Jeff asked Jeff was talking about the numbers. Kind of, you know, like, is it good to have the numbers or whatever. Also, Taylor and Cam, Ken and Jessica with Adam in the middle. So they're talking about all the different sides in the tribe right now. Vicky feels like a tug of war. It is a tug of war. Adam was voting with someone he likes, obviously. Someone will go back. Jenny Lyon upset tonight. They did the vote. And first vote was for Ken, and then Figgy, Ken, Figgy, and then the fifth person voted out. Survivor Millennials for Gen X was Figgy, and there goes another one of my picks. I'm down to two, Chris and Taylor. I got two picks on the other TV show, too. I'm looking at the board. I got two on Hell's Kitchen as well, so I'm not doing well with the picks, everybody. So the next episode, Figgy was pretty upset, obviously. Jess said someone will go back to camp upset. Taylor kind of raised his finger. I said, yep, that's me. I'm going to be pretty upset. So it'll be interesting to watch. And then, of course, next week, Taylor wants revenge over Adam and David telling Zeke he has an idol. That should be interesting to talk about. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe. I can't say follow on Mixcloud. I don't have Mixcloud anymore. Don't forget, I'm on podcast.com, Stitcher.com now. Thank you, Stitcher, for the partnership. And also, you can check it out on Crispy on the Web. I kind of reconfigured the page. And I'll see. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now.